I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Bloomington Early Music Festival begins with lute player Nigel North playing music of Francesco Canova di Milano. It'll be a trip back to the 1500s. Before that, I'd like to take a trip back to 1950s. Nigel, at that time, you were listening perhaps to the radio, and this was a sound that moved you. What happened after you listened to the Shadows playing Apache and so on?
Yeah. Well, I was born in 54, and I think that came out in 1960. And, of course, it was a single record. And my dad would always bring these things home. And it was just the first music that I wanted to, that caught my attention. I thought, I want to hear that again. So it got a little bit addictive. And then, you know, as they had new hits, he would bring them home, and I just played them all the time.
So what was your first instrument?
Violin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I played the violin from 7 till about 18. And then in the middle of that, I played pop guitar and then classical guitar and then the lute. And then gradually I had the lute when I was 15, and that just sort of took over and everything else fell away.
What was the first lute music that moved you?
At the time, the only music I heard was LPs from Julian Bream. And there were two or three Dowland or Dowland period LPs, and I'd get them from the library and just listen to them all the time. And then I just, you know, wanted to play that. That was the only thing I ever wanted to do.
So you became a lutenist, and you've played a variety of different composers. For this particular concert, you're playing the music of Francesco di Milano on a lute that's a little different than the one you usually play.
Yeah, the lute has a history where when it started from the Middle Ages, it had 5 pairs of strings, and then by the time you get to Bach, it has 13 or 14. But the simple one, which is a beautiful instrument that lasted all of the 16th century, was the 6-course lute. So it's like a 12-string guitar, basically, you know, and that's what Francesco played.
Francesco di Milano came from rural Milan. He then took service in the papal court, so he was right in the center of Rome. In his own day, he was called Il Divino.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what earned him this reputation.
Well, there's one very clear report from somebody who heard him play. And basically, when he played, he would put people into trances so that they literally lost all their senses except for hearing the music. It's hard to imagine now because we hear so much music in everyday life. But then it really was magic. It was something simply divine. And, you know, the quality of his sound and the way that he wrote his pieces were just thought to be from God.
Nigel North will be performing music of Francesco Canova di Milano, Il Divino, on Wednesday evening, September 7th at 7:30 at St. Thomas Lutheran. That's at 3800 East 3rd Street. It's the opening for the Bloomington Early Music Festival. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.